it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Well, it appears Mad Monday's happening up there in Queensland with the Sports Day boys. We're looking down the lens here. You can catch this chat on YouTube if you want to check out what we're talking about. Best Sheds, 25% off sale is on now. And it is Sattler and Rat. Hello, boys, with your rank shirts.
Oh, well, oh, easy, Tiger.
Hang on a sec. I've got an SEN mate, shirt this on. This idiot's got a shirt on from Live
Golf.
Yes.
Which team is it?
It's not. It's just a shirt that Birds of Condor did.
What are you eating?
Did you pay for it, Rat? Did you pay for it?
What am I eating? I'm eating
crackers.
Some sort of noodles or something.
Did you pay for your shirt,
Sats, Rat? Can we get off whether I pay for stuff or not? It's not about that.
Okay. So during the break,
yep.
We're talking about Rat just coming back from Liv. It's his second year at Liv. He's all pumped for it. He didn't sleep last week. And he said to Cohen and I, Daddy Vass, he said, can you confirm nor deny, Daddy Vass? He said, do you know what? I'm not one for going and getting photos with athletes.
Oh,
I'm not.
Last year,
I said he stalked one.
Phil Mickelson. This year, John Rahm.
I said I wanted one photo. This is.
He dead set said I'm not a photo guy.
Yeah, I'm not a photo guy.
Mate, I never go up to.
Did you get him?
It's a bit of an oxymoron. I did get John Rahm.
There you go.
Nice. You did. How'd you approach it, Rat?
Well, you didn't know whether it was John Rahm or Sam Smith.
I didn't think it was going to happen because of where I was positioned. Mm-hmm. Anyway, just by chance, we're in the media room in the morning. Mm-hmm. There's no one around. There's just the SEN guys. And John Rahm walked into the room where we were, which is a smaller room off the side of a bigger room where a lot of people were, and just started getting photos with a guy over in the corner. I'm thinking, why is he here? And then his teammates walked in, Trell Hatton, Scott Vincent. Walked in, they started chatting away, and then he came and stood right next to us. And I said, oh, John, would you mind if I grab a photo? He goes, no, mate, not at all.
How far did you move?
Literally a metre. No.
Was it a selfie or did you get someone to take it for you?
No. Well, Nick Del Santo, Del was there, and I was going to do the selfie. And Del goes, no, mate, give me your phone. This is perfect.
It's like, you're a bit too quick for me, Rat. Sorry, hang on. John Rahm, Nick Del Santo.
Santo. Let's go. AFL player, yeah.
Is that restart? Yeah, go on.
You are. Yeah, so anyway, Dale just took the photo.
How was it, Rat? Was it good?
Oh, mate, it was unbelievable, Shug. Like, it was like last year on steroids.
Really?
They had so much more fan engagement stuff. There was bigger fan zones. There was more, you know, food stalls, bigger corporate areas. It was just insane. And, I mean, I think they had 75 there last year. They had 97 there this year, 97,000 people. So about near on sort of 8,000 or 9,000 more a day, which is pretty impressive.
What about the back end of yesterday when it started to become apparent that the Australian side was in the mix? Oh, thereabouts, but, geez, it looked like the crowd started to heat up at the back end of the play yesterday.
Well, I was following Matt Jones and Neiman and Louis Oosthuizen. So Oosthuizen plays in the Stingers and Jones plays in the Stingers and there's for the Rippers, obviously. So, and they knew. So there's a guy that walks, like there's the guy that holds up the scoreboard for the fans to see, but then there's a guy with a digital, every group has one, a little like a Surface Pro or whatever, that's walking around, it's got all the scores on it. And the caddies would come over to him. Because they want to know how the team's, because all these players are so big on the team stuff.
Mm.
Like, they love it. So, because it keeps them engaged right to the end. It doesn't, you know, because it matters. Every team member matters on day four. So, their caddies were coming over to the scorer and sort of finding out where they were team-wise. Because with about four or five holes to play, the Aussies were six up. And Miles Fitzner, he crowed. He's like, they're home. I'm like, mate, one hole, four birdies for the Stingers. All of a sudden, it's back on. Like, it's a team game. Anyway, mate, it was just – so my group, they actually finished last. So while we were playing the second hole, which was their last, Lucas Herbert and Mark Leishman were down by the green waiting for us because they knew if Matty Jones could birdie it, then they win the play. They'd win.
How's the scoring go, Rat? So I know they're in teams of four.
Yep.
But is it just purely stroke play?
So the first 2 days,
yep,
it's your best three scores out of your four players.
Gotcha.
Aggregate.
Yep.
And then on the last day, it's the best four. And then for the playoffs, so this is the first playoff in history for Liv in the team event. They pick their two best, and then they go down to the 18th, and it's aggregate. They add their two scores up. And, mate, the Aussies were out of it. They were gone on the first playoff hole. They scrambled and saved it was amazing. Leishman made about an 8 to 10 footer, and then Cam Smith got out of the bunker and got up and down out of the bunker. And both the South Africans missed 8-foot birdie putts that were so makeable.
Wow.
Just had a little bit of break on them, but they both missed pretty much from side by side. So one got a read off the other. And then the second playoff hole, both the South Africans put them in the back bunker and short-sighted themselves, and they were gone.
Hey, I heard this hypothetical, and smart business from Liv too. By only taking the top three in the first 2 days, you lose the howler, which keeps the field close. Very, very smart. Yeah.
Lucas Herbert had plus one, so they would have been out of it. The Aussies would have been out of it completely.
Ian Poulter, you'd know of him, boys.
He was on the table last year.
Isn't he the one that gets under the skin of everyone?
No, he's a lovely boy. Ian Poulter's a champion. He was on the tables last year doing a shoey at the at the Fisher concert on the Friday night.
Fisher?
He didn't have a good event. He finished last in this event.
Really?
But I will say, I was walking out last night at about 7, and he was the only player on the range hitting balls. He was out there grinding. He's still focused. I will say, Shug, in terms of A grades, there was a few of them on the party hole on the 12th. Like, they're just too much grog in them and just carrying on like absolute pork chops.
What's the makeup of the crowd? Is it mostly blokes on a boys' trip, or is there a bit of a mix?
The different parts is the beach club, which is on the left side, on the sort of western side of the party hole, and then there's the Shark Shack, which is down around the tee box. The Shark Shack, that's where it gets loose. That's where it gets pretty crazy down there, down near the tee box. Up at the watering hole end, up at the end where I was, called the Cellar Door, and you can probably see by the name, the Cellar Door, it's a little bit more expensive, it's a little bit more classy, and you don't get the pork chops in there. But some of the behaviour, it was really bad on the Thursday afternoon, to the point where 11 chairs got thrown onto the tee box from down in, out of the Shark Shack. So,
yeah.
Hey, did you see the two guys that dressed up as in high vis and like council?
Yeah, right.
When bought fake walkie-talkies, and they just walked straight into Liv through the workman's entrance, and people going, "Where are you working on the 13th?" They just kept walking, and then they got changed in the bush just into their casual clothes.
Oh. They've done that a couple of big occasions.
Outstanding.
You just got to walk with confidence.
That's it.
Yep. Walk with confidence.
That's outstanding.
Now, Sugar, you have at times when you commentate for SEN League, you've had the commentator's curse when, he'll knock this over with a door snake with a goal kick. Well, Rat, on the back of his hole in one last year, this is his commentator's curse when it comes to Liv.
He doesn't miss these.
Oh!
He shaved the hole.
Oh, my days.
I think he just hit that straight through any sort of break that he had. He's run it 2 foot past the hole.
He doesn't miss these.
He's officially a commentator now.
That was Cam Smith, last hole of the day. Yep. He had a 2-footer to go to 5 under.
Mm.
So it would have left a bit of a bad taste in his mouth. He just never quite fired. None of the Aussies, they played, Lucas Herbert was good on the last day. Leishman was good on the last day, but they never really got it going from back-to-back days.
I love how they do the winners of the team, like the F1 supercars that sort of...
I've been to a lot of good sporting events. I don't think I can top this one.
Really?
The energy, the excitement.
What a shot by Cameron Smith.
hey, Rad, I've got a question for you. You're the best golfer out of all of us here. What are you playing off at the moment?
Questionable.
I'm actually off one.
Yeah, one. Okay, that's a good answer because it's. I want to put things in perspective, and maybe I've asked the wrong bloke, but let's just talk about Augusta, right? You're playing there and it's the Masters and it's Rat who's off one versus Cameron Smith over 18 holes, and Rat, you get to start your shot from the furthest part on the green. whereas Cameron Smith's got to start off from the tees. You're off one. He's obviously a professional golfer. Who would win that scenario? You start every hole on the furthest point on the green.
Oh, I would win.
Yep.
Would he's you definitely
pretty,
win?
He's a pretty good putter.
Boys.
In a landslide?
If we, yeah.
What about just putting? Yeah, just putting.
I'm just putting. Of course I'm going to beat him.
But you're putting on glass up there, aren't you?
Yeah, like, but he's got a putt on it too. Here's the thing. If you put me off, say, the most forward tees,
yep,
and you put Cam Smith off the back tees, I'd still need 15 shots.
Yes.
I'd probably still need a shot a hole, actually. I'd probably still need 18
shots. So someone on a handicap of 15 played Augusta and went around in 99.
Yeah. So it's about 15 shots harder than the rating on that course would be near him like it hard. So that's what I reckon.
So you reckon if you went to Augusta as a one marker, which is very bloody good, what would be your average putts per hole? You reckon?
Well, you reckon it'd be like two and a half, three, would it? Yeah, but about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I reckon. Because you still got to hit the ball in the right spots, but putting. It's where you make them up or you lose them, and I reckon if I averaged under three putts around at Augusta, I would be stoked.
I wonder,
can you organise around there, Joel?
I'd love to. I'd love to know what handicap would be the one where it would almost be parity. Hey boys, I floated something earlier at the top of the show, and I don't want to make it our whole show about the kickoff. Did you hear me share that?
Yes.
What do you think?
Was your one the one can't catch it in the end goal on the floor? Is that it? That's it. Yep.
20-metre tap off, 7-tackle set. The coaches hate that. So now it's on the kicker to drop it short of the goal line. Thoughts?
Yeah, I like it.
I think we've just got to get it, whether we like it or not, and I'm a great traditionalist, so I don't want to see it go, but I think we've got to get it round our heads that it's going to change in some format. I think PVL, I think he's also a real traditionalist. I think he'll try and find something in the middle because I still think he likes that gladiatorial part of the game. So I think there'll be something in the middle, and I think that seems to be the thing that everyone would possibly agree to. The only other one is two passes off the kickoff.
Every front row wears headgear.
Daddy Vass, I've got a challenge for you, Daddy Vass. I've got a challenge for you starting right at this minute. It's yourself versus the tourist. And I know the rat follows this bloke, and I've been following his bloody character. He's a Warriors fan. Tim Narkey. Have you seen much of him?
Yeah, the black shark. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Daddy Vass, head-to-head with tourists to see who gets him on the show first. Yeah. What do you think?
Oh, easy done. Rat's best mates with him.
We've had a few conversations.
Yeah.
It's already in our DMs.
One-way conversation from Rat.
No. He's good. He's good. He's doing plenty of media. You know, did you see what he did? He did a couple of media interviews, and he lost. He kept losing.
Yeah.
After the media interviews, and I just...
He put a ban on, didn't he?
Yeah. I said, you're not coming on our show until you start winning again. He's like, yeah, sweet, whenever. But yeah, he's entertaining, isn't he, John?
Oh, mate. And it just went all pear-shaped at the worst time. So he just started to chip up, and then they just started losing.
Well, he's back today. He had a good win today.
Did he? Oh, good.
He won on the side bets and the bet.
Wow.
A few weeks ago, I said, oh, we're going to get Rat's man crush on. And he said, oh, who is it? Is it
Tim Naki?
No, we're talking about Bryce Cartwright.
Yeah. Clive Churchill medalist, wasn't he?
And Dally M.
Doing it all.
Who's the only player at the moment? I could be wrong actually in saying this. There's not many anyway. Who have won a Dally M and a Clive Churchill still playing? Yeah.
Dally M and a Clive
Churchill. I think there's only one.
Jack Watt?
Yeah, is he the only one? I think he's the only one.
He would be. Yeah, I think he would be. Yeah.
Has Teddy won a Clive?
No, Clive. No.
Which player has been the most robbed from a Clive Churchill medal? From memory.
Andrew Fifita.
Oh, yeah,
that's a good one.
No, I had money on Luke Lewis. So.
Of course you did.
Hey, what about 1993? Kevvy Walters is the length of the straight, and Brad McKay from a beaten side gets it.
Oh, you know the story about... Jason Stevens. You play with Jason. You would have played with him for sure, Rat, didn't you, Jason Stevens?
Yeah, he tells
the story because he started at the Dragons, and he takes the very first hit up of that match, compound fracture for his finger, so straight to hospital, gets knocked out, wakes up, and Brad McKay is being presented the Clive Churchill Medal, and he goes, yes, we've won the grand final. And it was one of those times where,
yuck.
Mm.
What's on tonight, boys? What's on the show?
Plenty. So much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on.
We've got Are You Serious?
Going Like It or Lump It.
Yeah, we've got...
Are You Serious?
We've got Like It or Lump It.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Ugh, yuck.
We've got Three Burning Questions with Daddy Vass. Mm. Always hits us with three he blind does. Questions.
They're tough.
And we've got our Sports Day Player of the Year.
Poll.
A poll. So last week it was Zach Lomax. This is voted by the listeners. So yeah, round eight. I think Sam Walker.
Who was your
favourite
player of the round, Joel?
Sonny Gilder in the under 12s for Rebels. He played all right. Got us the win. I saw the Walker game. He was superb. I suppose 10 from 10 with the boot. I'm taking Cameron Munster.
Melbourne.
Cameron Munster. What did he get? Try and four tries assist.
I'm going to go Brian Toto, 21 tackle breaks against the Cowboys.
That was ridiculous.
We're trying to find if that's a record. The tourist has no idea. They
don't like tackling at the moment, the Cowboys.
Rat was just saying he thinks Brian Toto has set the blueprint for other clubs when it comes to wingers.
Yeah, 100%.
I think he changed the game. Because when they started looking at him going, he's running for 200 metres every game. That's taken so much pressure.
Because it went through that stage where it was the 6'3", 6'4" winger, Joseph Suaalii like, and now it's you saying it's coming down to that shorter compact.
I just think the style of play.
Joel Kane 2000, year 2000.
Joel and I played. I don't think I ever marked up against Joel direct. Did we ever play against each other? I know that you used to change side to side when you came up against someone you didn't want to mark.
So Leslie Batticolo.
Yeah. I wish I could have done that. Like, you would have ripped me a new one.
That's right.
But, no, I don't know if I remember marking up against you, but I think back in our day, Joel, there wasn't as much pressure on us to. I mean, we'd get in there and help.
Yeah,
but like now,
you weren't expected to get the team on the front.
It is a prerequisite, and I mean, I think that's probably in the last five or six years that's when it's really shifted.
Mm. Did any of you guys play against a peak Matt Utai, like an 04-05 Matt Utai?
Yeah, I would have just missed him.
He was 03, similar-ish for the Bulldogs. In those prime years, getting that
he was so hard to hit. He had no hit zone on him.
Yeah.
You couldn't tackle him low because he'd cop his knee.
Like tackling a little bowling ball.
Yeah, he had no hit zone. A lot of the time, you end up hitting him in the chin with his shoulder, which you're allowed to do back then.
I know.
It was the only way you could stop him.
Did you say you versed him in 2003?
2004 as well.
2003 though, hey.
Now, I had to chase him. There's no way I was going to get him, but I ended up getting him.
Key's getting a ute.
What was the final name for that? I haven't
the Tasman.
I think it's the Hyundai Tucson is the one they want, boys. What else is happening, gentlemen? What else is happening in your world? Oh, actually, I'll ask you this from Queenslanders' point of view, and your answer will be we don't care. But who are the two wingers you don't want to see for New South Wales?
Brian Toto is one, and Suaalii.
Yeah, and Toto. Yeah. They're the two wingers they'll be picking.
And I hope Trom Trbojevic doesn't get picked at fullback.
Well, this only this time last week I did the poll and it was a landslide to Lomax. How things shift. This time last week, actually, I'm in the car and I'm driving home and I'm starving, absolutely Lee Marvin and Sats. And Rat was a little bit dusty, right?
He was,
And Sats, you were talking about it. I was salivating. You remember what you made that night?
Silverside.
No.
No?
No. It was like a burrito or something or a...
Your Mexican dish.
Mexican chicken. Yeah,
mate, that's exactly what I'm thinking about right now. You copied off an athlete, didn't you? Who was that?
Christian Petrarca.
He does a bit of the cooking.
On TikTok, he's got some really good menus. Yeah, recipes.
You fed me a bit of it.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah, yeah.
Boys, the tourist turned 30 the other day.
I know. Yeah. How good.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, so what Scottish did you do for your 30th, tourist? Did you
eat some haggis?
He wore no underpants to work.
What Scottish? What does that mean, sir?
Well, you know, like, did you go home to your... Did you go back to your home roots and say...
Did I go home?
I'm
the other side of the world, Sats.
What did you do?
What did you do that sort of reminds you of home on such a significant day?
Do you celebrate Australia on your birthday, Sats?
I do. I eat a big rump steak every birthday. It's Australian.
Okay. No, nothing. We had dinner with some friends and then we went to the fish market on Sunday. And it was just a lovely weekend.
Okay.
The cheek of you, Colin.
He hates the focus on him, boys. He hates the focus on him.
Well, he said there was no romance. which I don't believe.
Yeah.
Nailed by Romance.
Mm. No, there always is. It's
so just
birthday. Sorry,
hang
for
on.
Reason.
What about Dom's date?
Dommy's
date. He reckons it went okay.
It went good.
Yeah, it went good.
Yeah.
He's talking about
no kissing.
Nah.
So, mate, the minor pool cleaner just asked, can I confirm the prize money for the teams that live?
Mm-hmm.
So the prize money for the team is $750,000 per player. So it's $3 million. So I worked it out with their individual prize money and their team prize money. Matt James walked away with just a tad over $1.7 million.
Oh, good weekend.
And the other three all walked away with the same because they finished the same in the individuals, $1.55 million.
And you've got to think about this, boys. Like, can you imagine being the caddy? Like, you're literally riding home a massive multi every week.
What are you on, about 10%?
You are. But, yeah. But do you want me to tell you something about the caddies in LIV?
Yep.
Yeah.
So they all get 10%. LIV pays it. So the players don't have to pay it out of their money. LIV pays for their travel. LIV pays for their accommodation. So they are on a ticket like the golfers are.
Good on them.
So because normally if you're a caddy, you get a wage or you win the prize money. And you got to cover your own accommodation flights to events.
Mm.
Your boss doesn't do that.
So they're not getting 10%. They're getting a set fee, are they?
Some are.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, but that's what I'm saying. In the PGA, like...
You've got to come out of the...
So Tiger Woods might say, mate, you're my caddy, but I'm not paying you 10% because you'll earn too much. I'll pay you $1 million a year.
Mm.
And out of that million, he's got to pay for his travel and accommodation at all the different events that they go to. And I was speaking to Matt Jones's brother, Brett. He's a Shire boy. The Shire boys are Jones boys.
Yeah.
And Brett was saying, mate, it's unreal for him because, like, if you think about it, like, for Brett, he went through a phase on the PGA Tour where he missed 11 out of 12 cuts. And... So you got to rebook flights, cancel accommodations, because you're not there for the weekend. So and there's no money coming in. So it costs them a fortune. I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to get the violin out for professional golfers making truckloads of money. But what they've done on LIV in terms of encompassing the players and making sure they're getting paid every time they go out there, they've done the same for the caddies. So and it takes it out of the hands of the players, which is pretty cool.
I love that. Real quick before we go, boys, Daddy Vass, how was your weekend, mate?
Yeah, good.
Okay. See you, boys. I'll be tuning in very, very shortly. Best Sheds, 25% off the entire range sale on now. BestSheds.com.au.